Yesterday we were discussing the issue of Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach. Everybody says Hallel in the Haggadah, and it turned out to be a Machokas Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber says Hallel in Shul with a Bracha. The Ramah says no Hallel, and went into Hoshir as the Yerushalmi Bavli. The Mechaber goes with the Yerushalmi. The Ramah goes with the Bavli. And that's why, according to the Ashkenaz, there is no Hallel. And we discussed the Gruff and Eino Baki. But we wanted to know, how come if it's a Minig Ashkenaz, how come there's so many Ashkenazic shuls that say Hallel? So we explained that since the Hasidim Al Pi Kabbalah say to say Hallel only Al Pesach, the Gruff, based on Persumi Nisa, Rav Salabeshik, based on Rav Chaim, it's a different din of Hallel. So therefore, in many Ashkenazic shuls, we go ahead and say Hallel. There's a similar discussion, totally different topic, but we'll see, it'll be similar in that sense, and many people have asked me about it. The question of wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Do you wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed? So many shuls have different customs, and many shuls have no custom. Some shuls no one wears, some shuls everyone wears. And most shuls it's yesh v'yesh, whether it's half and half. Usually the more people are not wearing tefillin, because it's kind of like tachanun. People like not wearing tefillin, so any sheet that they could get, they could grab it. So why? A bit strange. Tefillin's a mitzvah in our Torah. How could you not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed? Look, what's going on with that? To understand the sugya, we have to go back to a sugya in Menachos regarding a pasuk we read in the beginning of Yanta. V'shamarta sachuka azos u'mo'ada miyamim yamima. There's a famous dispute between Rav Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva on what is the pasuk referring to. So Rav Yossi Haglili says, V'shamarta sachuka azos, is referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Miyami yamima, from one of the words he learns out, that yamim v'lo leilos, you don't wear tefillin at night, and yamima, some days and not others, so on Shabbos and Yantiv, one does not wear tefillin. So according to Rav Yossi Haglili, everything's covered. We don't wear at night, we don't wear on Shabbos and Yantiv. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, what are you talking about? The pasuk's not talking about tefillin. The pasuk's talking about Karban Pesach. V'shamarta chuka azos techok is Karban Pesach. V'yami yamima means, so once a year, we have the Karban Pesach. And we passing like Rabbi Akiva. So if we passing like Rabbi Akiva, that the pasuk is talking about Karban Pesach, so where do we learn out? We don't wear tefillin on, maybe we should be, I don't know, but we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yentif. So what is the source of not wearing tefillin on that night and not wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yentif? So why don't we wear tefillin at night? So according to many Rishonim, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it's a din d'oraisa, it's not the zman. According to many Rishonim, really, Laila min haTorah is man tefillin. It's this Xera Drabanan, Shema, you might come to fall asleep. And then will be Bizoyan. I see people falling asleep now. I remember that. I think one of the shilas that once got was a person was at one of these minion factories, and he had his tefillin in his hand. He didn't remember if he was taking them off or putting them on. So should he make a bracha or not? So the question here is, with Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, so why no tefillin at night? Because it's only midraban, it's exer, you might come to fall asleep. And that's why, based on Rabbeinu Peretz, some of the Rishonim, therefore, if one wakes up at 4 a.m., so in Minat Torah, you could put on tefillin, so even midraban, they said exer, he says the exer doesn't apply. you know, halacha ve'em omerin kein, you don't want to tell amaratim this, and they'll start wearing tefillin at night. But I'm only telling, so everyone here must be a Talmud Chacham then, because I wouldn't be publicizing any of this. So they point out that, and that's what, unfortunately, in many cases in the Nazi, in the concentration camps, they used to put on tefillin until whenever they got it, they had 5 minutes to put it on. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the winter months when you get up, people got to go to work. So he talks about, yeah, you could put on tefillin early and then you make the bracha later on. So we see, we pass can really only midrabanan, you can't put on tefillin at night, and in certain cases you can. What about Shabbos and Yontif? So they bring a whole different, nothing to do with the pasuk v'shamarta zechuk la'azos, it's a different part there. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. The oath, the Shabbos is an oath. So shamru, it's an Isra malacha. We know there's an Isra v'lametes malachas on Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif and Shabbos are basically the same except for the heterim of ochol nefesh, cooking. So there's an Isra malacha on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore that's considered an oath. And therefore, that is why one cannot put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So if that's the case, if the reason why we don't put on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yosef Gali, it's a pasuk. V'shamarta zechuk ha'adot miyamim yamima. Some days and other days you don't put it on Shabbos, there is a custom. But according to the way we pass on Rabbi Akiva, so why no tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? That's because it's an oath. It's an Issa Malach on Shabbos and Yontif. The question is, what about Chol HaMoed? Is there any Issa Malach on Chol HaMoed? So I used to think, you know, and the people used to say when you're younger, you know, that's it. People go to work, wear tefillin. People, no, that's not really true. It doesn't make a difference what you do. The question is whether you're allowed to work or not. Because Shabbos is an oath whether you work on Shabbos or not. The day is an oath. So either way, so they point out as follows, that there's an Isser Malacha. Is the Isser Malacha, is there an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim, because the Mishnah in Moed Kan talks about certain types of Malachas, Dover Aved, if you're going to lose your crops, it's Mutter, but other things, fixing things in your home, other things, it's prohibited on Chol HaMoed. So which one is it? So that's very unclear. So it's major, it's a machlokes Rishonim, whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Daraisa. If the Isser Malacha is an Isser Daraisa, so then that means it's an oath. Hence, no tefillin. If the Isser Malacha is only, it's only Midrabanan. Because I want to say it's only Midrabanan. How could you have it that half the things are mutter? Others say, no, it's a special Isser. The Torah ushered Malach and Chol HaMoed, but they left it a Chachamim, Mustru a Chachamim, to define what is a Malacha. So that would depend on that. So that's what Tosis discusses back and forth, whether it would depend if there's an Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed or not. And then other Rishonim bring up another issue. Nothing to do with Issa Malacha. It has to do with oath, but maybe it's not an oath of an Issa Malacha. Maybe Shabbos and Yontif are oaths because of the mitzvahs on that day, the Kedushas Ayom, Kiddush, other mitzvahs you do, on Sukkah, you sit in the Sukkah, not eating chametz, eating matzah all week. So the oath isn't the Issa Malacha, the oath is the mitzvah. If the oath is a mitzvah, so everyone agrees the Kedushas Ayom, So if the oath is a positive thing, so then everyone would agree. If it's the matzah, eating matzah on Pesach, sitting in the sukkah, so then there would be nothing to discuss. So it comes out there'll be three shitas then. On one hand, if you hold it's an oath and everyone agrees, no tefillin. If it's a malacha, it would depend if it's the raisa or the rabbanan. So Tosis and the Rush to Asik, the Ashkenazic Rabbanim, the interesting about the Rush, he lived in Germany, but then his Rebbe, the Maharam Rumberg, was put in jail. They thought he'd take him, so he ran away to the Rashba, who lived in Spain with the Sfardim, and he got him a job in Toledo. The Rush, so he held, like, that's the meaning of Ashkenaz. that there is the Issa Malacha is only Drabbanan. So of course you put on tefillin. And the Rashba said, no, the Issa Malacha is Daraisa, and therefore you don't put on. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. The old minig is in Spain was everyone wore tefillin. After the Mishkanos Yaakov, and others, right? As Rashi writes in, when he talks about the Anshe Yushalayim going around, carrying around their lulav and esrog all day, the Dalad Minim. So it says, and they had many mitzvahs, so Rashi writes over there, you know, they were wearing tefillin. What do you mean wearing tefillin? You don't wear tefillin on Yontav, but then it must be in Chol Hamoed. At one point, everybody, according to the Beis Yosef, everyone wore tefillin on Chol Hamoed. But then it wasn't as, Zohar wasn't a, Kabbalah wasn't as popular then as it was today. No one learned the Zohar, only Madonna apparently. And the read the Zohar that says very strong words about people who wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Chayimisa, it's terrible. So when the time the Machaber wrote later on, he says, all Sephardim don't wear tefillin anymore. The Rama says, yes, tefillin, like the Rush, of course. The Mills of the Pshita, yes, with a bracha. And the Taz says, okay, the Safek is the Machok is Machaber Rama, wear tefillin without a bracha. So actually the question is, why wouldn't you wear tefillin? What's the harm? So that depends. When we say on Chol Hamoed, it goes to, that's to do with Shabbos and Yantiv also, but on Chol Hamoed, if you assume it's usher to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, like the, because of Os, or you don't have to wear. So if you have usher, so then it doesn't help. But if you can't, so then the Taz's Eitzah would help. Then Bishop Bura says, make a Tanai. If the Shulchan Aruch is right, and I'm wearing it just to try on, I'm not really doing it for the mitzvah. If the Rama is right, then count it as a mitzvah. So what happens later on, that's why in Eretz Yisrael the minig is also, is because the rise of the Hasidim, they all came, Talmidei, the Baal Shem Tov came in, and the Gra also, Paskins, no tefillin on Chol Hamoed, either because he holds it to the Ultimol, it's Issa Malacha. And therefore, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael developed that everyone, no one wears tefillin. If you're going to wear it, you can wear it privately. And what about if you're in a shul where, so certain shuls like Yekis and Hasidim, then they won't, they'll throw you out of there. But most shuls don't go like the Mishnah Berurah writes, as goes to school to do. So you can't wear if whatever the number is, whether it's go by majority, so therefore it goes to school to do. Ramosha writes, there's no minhag in America, so therefore there is no Los Escodidu. So therefore, one can wear tefillin. It's interesting, minhag of the, I heard in Satmar that the Bachrim, the single males, wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, but the married don't. Like, what kind of chiluk is that? So the answer is because Alpi Nigla, you should wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, according to many. Beis Yosef wrote, it's only Alpi Kabbalah, you know? And therefore they write that one cannot wear, therefore the Bachrim don't wear tefillin because they don't follow Kabbalah, but the married people do. So to summarize, we had the Machlokas in the Gemara, Benachas, between Rav Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Akiva, Shamarta Zachukah Azos Miyamim Yamima. Rav Yosef Glia says it's referring to tefillin, and therefore you can't wear it at night, you can't wear it on Shabbos, and it's, and that's what we learn now, Vishamarta Tzachuka Azos. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's referring to Karban Pesach, Yom 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 once a year, so how do we know, according to him, that you can't wear tefillin at night? So that's going to many Rishonim, tefillin Zman is the Zman at night, it's only a Gzerah. You might come to sleep with Zilzul, and that's where Rabbeinu Peretz and Rav Moshe Avtshuva is that B'Shah Sadchak, or if someone sleeps and wakes up, one is permitted without concern, you're going to fall asleep. So how do you know Yontav? How do you know Shabbos and Yontav? Because it's an Os, it's an Issa Malacha. So clearly it's Issa Malacha on Shabbos and Yontav. What about an Issa Malacha on Chol Hamoed? That's a whole discussion, very tricky, Chol Hamoed, if there's an Issa Malacha or not. Because on the certain Malacha is a Mutter, certain Malacha is a Rasur. So therefore, It's a major machlokas. Rishonim, some say it's an, it can't be an issa d'oraisa because how could you have certain things? Others say, no, it is an issa d'oraisa, but they left it up to the chachamim. So therefore, if issa melach is d'oraisa, so then it's an os, also like Shabbos and Yom Tov and no tefillin. If the issa melach is only your abundance, then your satosis talks goes back and forth on that. And then he points out that you want, then he raises a new concept. Maybe os isn't a los hazeh, but os is a mitzvah. So if os is a mitzvah, so then we have positive mitzvahs. We eat the matzah, or maybe not chia, but we eat the matzah throughout Pesach. We have eaten the sukkah. We sit in the sukkah. So therefore, if that, maybe that's the reason. So therefore, we come out. If you hold the os is a mitzvah, so then kuyam agree no tefillin. If you hold it's the Issa Malacha, so then it depends if the Issa Malacha is the Reis or the Rabbanan. The Ashkenaz is the Rush, and the Tosis says it was only in Minat Torah, it's Mutter, therefore you wear tefillin. The Rashba, others say no, and therefore that's the Beis Yosef writes about the original Minig, and the Machaber or Sfardim, the Rama writes that to Milsa the Pshitchi to do, the Taz is without a Bracha, the Mishabura makes it Tanai. And then the rise of Chassidim and Eretz Yisrael, so no one wears, because you have everyone on the same side. Then you have the Mishnah Berurah about what it's going to do. We go with Rav Moshe, the Minhag HaMakom is not to an Eretz Yisrael. The Minhag seems to be that no one wears it. If you're going to wear it, you should wear it privately.